Five Things to Remember to Remain Humble in Spiritual Life, by Krishna's Mercy.
Prakriteh kriyamanani. Gunaih karmani sarvasha. Ahamkar vimudhatma. Kartaham iti manyate.
Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.27.
How does a person maintain humility amidst success? Especially in the case of spiritual life, there is the potential for advancement. That is the initial goal, after all. We voluntarily accept austerity in order to proceed to a better destination.
Kachitte nirjita vighnaha kachitte vardhate tapa. Kachitte niyata krodh aharash tapodhne.
Quote, have you conquered all the obstacles in the way of your practice of austerities? Has your practice of austerity and penance steadily increased? O lady who possesses asceticism for wealth, tapodhane, have you been able to control your anger and your eating? Lord Rama speaking to Shabri, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 74.8.
Sri Rama once asked about the associated progress to someone who was known for their tapasya. This was a polite way to highlight Shabri's dedication and perseverance. It is not an easy journey, since the path of least resistance is to go along with everyone else, to pursue enjoyment in illusion, only to suffer one misery after another. Even in the case of humility, there is the potential for advancement. One day a person might remark as follows.
Just see. I am so proud of how humble I am. Seriously. Look around. No one is more humble than me. I have defeated everyone else.
In this regard, several reminders can put even the most advanced transcendentalist back on track. We might be great, but there is always someone better. 1. Your childhood.
How can I be so proud? I remember the way I was as a child. Perhaps not the time spent in the womb or the years immediately following, but I know that I was mistaken on many occasions. I was envious of my siblings. I did not properly share my toys. I would eat the wrong things. I had a strong aversion to formal learning, to the classroom setting. I am only here today because others sacrificed. If they didn't assist me, I would not have gotten anywhere. I must always acknowledge the role they played in my eventual success.
2. The fate of others.
How can I be so proud? Did I have any say in the birth placement? The circumstances in which I was born, was I able to manipulate those? Absolutely not. I was lucky. Just see what others have to go through. Many children don't even make it out of the womb alive. They live in a house where they are hated and envied from the time of childhood. I am so fortunate to not have had to experience any of that.
3. The exchange of transcendental knowledge.
How can I be so proud? It is not like I stumbled across jnana on my own. The subsequent vijnana was only due to association with the spiritual guide and their persistence. I wanted to please them. I still do. They are the latest link in the chain of teachers that dates back to before time was recorded.
Evam parampara praptam. Imang rajarshayo vidua. Sakalineha mehta. Yogo nashta parantap.
Quote, this supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.2.
4. Your previous life.
How can I be so proud? I remember my previous life. Not the one prior to birth, but from when I lacked the transcendental knowledge passed along in Shastra. I had no purpose. I wandered aimlessly. I tried to enjoy in so many ways, but I got rejected at every turn. I was envious. I was miserable. I was angry. Everything changed because of an external factor. No matter how much better life is now, I should never forget the horrible conditions I escaped. I never want to return to that.
5. You are not the doer.
How can I be so proud? Shri Krishna lays it out in Bhagavad Gita. The living entity is not the doer. I may have tried to advance. I may have put in the effort, but the result was never guaranteed. Higher forces had to first cooperate. I am sure thankful that they did. I hope they continue to do so in the future. Even Arjuna had to endure changing circumstances. In one moment he was the celebrated hero of the Bharata War, victorious over his foes. At a later time, he could not protect against thieves of a lesser caliber. This means that everything is in the hands of the All-Attractive One.
In closing, though high reputation stands, all still within his hands. At one moment a hero to make, at another my ability to take. Despite in humility proud, only because others allowed. Daily from Shastra to remind, that blessed these circumstances to find.